Hey, I have a very difficult Gemara tonight. We're on Daf Aleph and Beis. The Gemara starts at the top of the Aleph and Beis, page 2. Nisnei Shnei Masar Potter. Let's say 12 Potter. Now, what is 12 Potter? It doesn't mean really a 12 Potter, but on Shabbos, in the Shabbos case, you have four. There are altogether 12 cases. There are four in which the guy on the inside is chayev. The four in which the guy on the outside is chayev. Okay, and then there are four in which they split it, in which there neither of them is chayev. Potter aval aser. One of the four cases which guy on the inside does a kira and anocha, taking in to get to put pulling out. Four cases in which the guy on the outside does that. I'm sorry, two. Four cases. What?
Cases of what?
On Shabbos. So the four cases in which the guy inside is chayev, the four cases in which the guy on the inside is active, and two of them is chayev, and two of them is potter. Similarly, same thing with the guy on the outside. And two of them, the guy on the outside is chayev, and two of them is potter. Where the guy on the inside does akira and hanocha, he's liable, whether it's otzo or achnosa. Where he only does akira, or only does hanocha, he's potter, right? Similarly, on the outside, where he does akira and hanocha, whether it's otzo or achnosa, he's chayev. Where he only does akira, only does hanocha, he's potter. That makes altogether 8. But in the case where one guy did both akira and hanocha, right? The guy on the inside, he moved the object from the inside to the outside, right? So that's akira and hanocha. But the other guy was a participant. He didn't do any offense, but he stood there and accepted the object in his hand, right? The Baal Bayis took the object from inside, put it outside, and put it in the other guy in the outside's hand. So that's also at the other guy's participating, albeit not actively. So why don't we mention that guy as being potter in the potter, which would add another four cases, where each guy, but the guy on the inside is inactive one case of achnas and one kind of case of otzah. The outside is inactive for one case of achnas and one case of otzah. So altogether there would be 12 cases, again including the cases where the guy who does neither the akira nor the anocha, but just stands there, and the akira and anocha is done from his hand or to his hand. Why those not included? So it says Marlasi in the Mitzvah Ela Potter Shu Neged and the Neged Achiv. We only mention the things which are Potter Avalaser Ptur, which is corresponds to Achiv, meaning that it could come to Achiv, meaning that where you did something active and were Potter, right? But not where you passive and were potter. Now the Gemara at this stage where it's a little bit of a difficult answer, because what's the difference between two types of ptur? Yes, in one case you're potter, even though you were active because you did only that kira, only that anocha. But in the other case also you're potter. It should be a similar case. If you did nothing, you just stood there. So the Gemara gives a more clear cut answer in the next line. Those cases in which one guy is completely passive, that means that he did nothing. It's completely mutter for him. Now, it's true he might be mesedeh over avera. He might be helping the other guy to commit avera. But in terms of hilchos Shabbos, he has done nothing. So therefore, that's why those cases are not mentioned, because when it's talking about yitzir Shabbos, shnayim, shem, arba, it's about all possible cases in which there is a chiyuv d'oraisa or a issur d'rabbanan, but it's not mentioning cases which are mutter, again from the perspective of Shabbos, meaning where I'm just staying there passively and you're doing akira out of my hand or anocha into my hand. So that's why the individual in those cases is not mentioned. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Reza said ani v'asher echode. The truth is there's no difference halachically between the rich guy, the poor guy standing outside, and the rich guy standing inside. There's no difference between the two of them. Nevertheless, chachamim count them as two, in order to give an example of a guy standing inside, a guy standing outside. Similarly, achnasa votzah, achnasa means taking an object from a public domain and putting it inside the private domain, right? While tzah is the opposite, taking an object from the private domain and putting it outside in the public domain. It should be the Girsa and Shabbos says echod hein. They're both the same malacha. Ubanu chachomim shnayim, changing the Girsa. Chachomim counted them as two. I would separate them for purposes of classification. Says Mara Yitzias says Shabbos ein achnosa bechlau. The Yitzias of Shabbos does it not include achnosa. Well, actually, it's a question. The way the Girsa is learned by the what's my note here? It should be like I'm not sure where I got this from. Maybe it's in Bnei Moshe, but it says it's a way to read. It's like Yitzir Shabbos. It says in, not ain. And it's like ha'im. It's a question. Yitzir Shabbos is hachnasa including the Yitzir Shabbos? In words, are they talking the same thing? Hamotzi mishus l'rishus. Somebody who takes from one to from to out from a private domain to public domain. In a machnis bechlau is hachnasa included? Meaning, do they join together? So it says more od miado, the Gears and Shabbos is Nishma'ina miado. Let's have in this case. The Marabi is Shem Yochan, Rabbi Yosef said name Rabbi Yochan, Hichnis Chatzi Grogeres. If you did Achnosa, you take on half a shear, you took half a Grogeres from outside into inside. Voti Chatzi Grogeres, and you took half a Grogeres from inside into outside. Chayav, you're liable. So we see here, if you took half a shear, chatzi shear, did achnasa, chatzi shear did otzah, they join together and they make a whole chiyuv. So what do we see here? That achnasa and otzah are the same malach. It's basically the whole Gemara can make that point. That otzah and achnasa are the same malach. Chachami classified them as two for purpose of taxonomy, just for categorization. But they really are the same look, and that's why if you did half an activity with one and half activity the other, they join together and you're liable in that case. Right, well that's the abstract to reducing it, that's correct. I don't know that otzah is called a malacha altogether. Rabbi Shmuel B'Sher Miel said by the question, of course, based on the premise which the Babli calls that otzah is malacha grua. Otzah is a poor type of malacha, because all other malachas are creative. Otzah is not creative. Doesn't change the state. It just transports an object from one place to another. So I don't know if there's a form of malacha. So it says, by at the time of the Mishkan, by Avihu Kova Machane, they made an announcement to the camp not to bring any more donations. Is that enough? Nimno Amilo Tzil Batayem, the people refrained from taking it out of their houses, believing it was going to give the treasurers. Now, what's critical in that pasuk is that the Shaman is bringing, I believe, when we learn Shabbos, I really didn't pay attention to this, but I believe that we have, so I have to tell some malachas, just talk about the Mishkan. So, because the pasuk says, Ish Rishal Yasu Od Malacha L'Trumas HaKodesh. It says, the people shouldn't do any more Malacha for the Kodesh. And then it says, Vaygleya Mevi, so the people stop bringing. So we see bringing something from place to place is a form of Malacha, because the pasuk calls it a malacha. So that's how it fits into the category of the Lama Tes Malachos. So that's otzah from their domain to the streets. And says the Gemara, actually you don't have this in your Gemara, but in the Shabbos it says, I'm just reading what it says in Sechel Shabbos, Rechisim Shem Rabbi Yila, I've said afilu achnasa tshma mino. There's also achnasa alluded to in this pasuk. Kishem shenim nohem alotzilim b'yotzeim l'itein l'gizborim. Just like they did not take stuff out of their house to bring into the public domain to give to the treasurers, kachninu agizborim, so to the treasurers would abstain, mirkavon biyodim, to take things from their hands of lahachnis and to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, you learn from this both, for the Mishkan, you learn from this both activities being prohibited, both hotzah, taken from your house to the street, and achnasa, taken from from the street into a private domain. Okay? That's what the Gemara goes on to say. Milhotzim yodon lachnis alishka. Here it's very cryptic, but that's what the Gemara means here. There's hotzah and achnasa. Hotzah from their domain and achnasa to the proper offices. Based on this pasuk, says, do not take a load out of your house to be on a Shabbos on the day of Shabbos. And do not do any work. Now, this is also the end of the pasuk. There, it's critical. It says, actually, in the previous pasuk, "Valtisu masa biyomah Shabbos ve'vesim shari Yerushalayim." Don't the there talks about taking something out and bringing it into Yerushalayim. So you have a tzoah nachnos in that pasuk, and of course that pasuk is talking about actually Shabbos itself, right? Taking it out of your house to bring it to the public domain, taking it out of public domain, bringing it into your house in Yerushalayim. It says close holes, all that malacha forbidden on Shabbos. And there again, there's an advantage, even though it's pasuk in Navi, not as good as a pasuk in Chumash, but at least it mentions Shabbos explicitly in that pasuk. Okay?
For example,
that's true. Right, right. Ramon Amalei, I haven't noted that point in a long time. Ramon Amalei Stam, Rabbi Avin said, made the following statement without attribution. Ramon, Rabbi Avin said, "B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tzina Tate Kloyim V'lo Damin Dein L'Dein." Our Mishnah has two principles adjacent to each other, which are not similar to each other. What are they? Shvuah Shtayim Shem Arba, maybe Arba Kovanos. So our Mishnah talks about Shvuah. And says that there are two which are four. Two are I will do or I will not do, will or will. And there are four because there's future tense, will do or will not do, and there's past tense, did do or did not do. And maybe arba karbanos. On these four possibilities of a false shvua, you're being korban in each one of them. On the other hand, the Mishnah talks about here. It says megaras negoyim, but this the pnei motion changes to yudia satuma. Yedias Atuma Shtayim Shem Arba, maybe Shnei Korbanos. Yedias Atuma, there are two which are four, meaning forgetting the Mikdash and Kodesh, or forgetting the Tuma vis-a-vis Mikdash and Kodesh. So it's two, but you only bring two Korbanos. Now, says the Gemara, who is this going like? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar B'Shem Rabbi Yam Potla Potla Chayran. He said, no, you could say, it says you're a different shot, but the truth is that it's not a different shot. He's really explaining. It's hard for me to exactly figure out what's going on here. But the Gemara initially says it's too dissimilar because of the number of korbanos, right? Then the Gemara says it's not dissimilar because it's two different tannoim. Two different tannoim can have two different opinions about how many korbanos you bring, and that's what is going on here. Rabbi Akiva Omar. Rabbi Akiva said that. Rabbi Akiva holds that there are four korbanos under those circumstances. Maros nine negoyim shnayim shem arba. The maros negoyim, which actually should again be yidias atuma, the awareness of tuma before you enter the Beis Hamikdash and after you enter the Beis Hamikdash and went and inadvertently tame or ate kodesh in a tame, shnayim shem arba. That's the two which are four, and that there are only two korbanos under those circumstances, meaning for tumas mikdash, not for tumas kodesh. But Rabbi Shmuel holds that you don't only bring the korbanos if you enter the base of mikdash, not knowing your tame, not if you ate kodesh and knowing your tame. That's going to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Chagai, boy. Rabbi Chagai asked, "Boy, Lukumi Rabbi Yossi says, 'V'lama Lake Rabbi Shmuel.'"
You know what? I think I messed up here.
Okay, I'm sorry, I may have messed up here. Let me go back. Rabbi Yochanan to the seventh line from the bottom. Yochanan he learned two principles of Dami Dein L'Dein, meaning that there are Mishnah's two principles are not similar to each other. Shvur Shtayim Shem Arba, maybe Arba Korbanos. He wants to know that our Mishnah is going in its entirety like Rabbi Akiva. Now I understand it, actually. He wants to learn our Mishnah going entirely like Rabbi Akiva, and therefore there's no similarity between the two cases. In other words, he wants to say that our Mishnah is going to tie Rabbi Akiva. If it's entirely like Rabbi Akiva, then by Shavuos there's four korbanos, and by korban, by tuma, by entering into the by entering base, I mean, there's tummy, there are only two korbanos. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that on eating kodesh, not Rabbi Shmuel, my mistake. Rabbi Akiva's the one who holds that if you eat kodesh, bituma, inadvertently you don't bring a korban on that. So the Mara says that the Mishnah has an inconsistency. In the first case, there are four korbanos, in the second case, only two korbanos. Rabbi Lezer, Shirin Rabbi Yavin, Patzel, and Patzel, Chon. Rabbi Lezer, name Rabbi Yavin, gave another spin to this. He explained it differently. He said, Shvuah, Shtayim, Shem, Arba. He said, Shvuah is two, which are four. Rabbi Akiva, Oimer. Rabbi Akiva is the one who said that part of the Mishnah. And therefore, there are four korbanos. Rabbi Shmuel. That's Rabbi Shmuel holds that there are four korbanos under those circumstances, because he holds you bring a korban both for Tumas Mikdash and for Tumas Kodesh. So now, with the difference between Rabbi Yochanan's perspective and Rabbi Elazar's perspective, Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say it's all one Tana. It's all Rabbi Akiva. And the case is different. Because in one case, you bring there four possible korbanos. It's a case of Shavuos. All possibilities generate korbanos. The other case of the Yisutum, there are only two possible korbanos. Because only bring on Tumas Mikdash, when you forgot the Tumor, forgot that it's the base of Mikdash, you don't bring on Kodesh. Rabbi Ivan would prefer to set up the Mishnah as being the different Tanoim, but be consistent in the number of korbanos. And therefore, the first case is Rabbi Kiva holds that you bring four korbanos in case of Shavuos. In each possible Shavuos, you bring four korbanos. The second case is Rabbi Shmuel holds that in each type of forgetfulness of Tuma, whether you forgot the Tuma or forgot the Mikdash or forgot the Kodesh, then you bring a korban under all those circumstances. So that would be like Rabbi Shmuel. So the question is whether it's Lubetlin Mishnah with inconsistent cases and the same Tana, or with consistent cases but two different Tanoim. So Rabbi Chagoy, boy, from Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chagoy asked for Rabbi Yossi, Tabba Beisam, Lamali, Rabbi Shmuel. Why have to say the end of Mishnah of Rabbi Shmuel? Vafilo Rabbi Akiva, Asa, can you go to Rabbi Akiva? He had the Avelim Atumas Mikdash, he had the Avelim Atumas Akkadosh. Now, this is a very strange Gemara. It seems like he just didn't know the Halacha. He didn't know Rabbi Akiva holds. He thought Rabbi Akiva holds that their Korbanos, if you were aware that you were Tomei, and then forgot and entered the base of Mikdash, and then became remembered again. Or if you were aware that you were Tomei and forgot, and then ate Korbanos, and remembered again. Which is, of course, not Rabbi Akiva's position. That's what Rabbi Akiva answers. Somebody says, Mani Slayel, and two of them in Mikdash. Who's the one who holds that in both those possibilities, which leads to all four altogether? Because sometimes you forget the Kodesh, sometimes you forget the Tuma, right? So those four possibilities are Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. This is not going to Rabbi Shmuel, Venan Boy Rabbi Akiva. We want to set it up to Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva does not hold that four, he holds only two. Says Marpami Shiyesh Shom Shiyesh Khan Helim Tuma Valley Mikdash. Sometimes you forget both that you were taught me, and you forget the Indian basic Mikdash, you think you're going to Orlando. And it should be for Gilead Ephraim Chase Vuchayev Shnaim. You're liable to two korbanos. Why liable to korbanos? Hey Chavida, what's the case? In other words, he takes up in a Chayv Alachs and makes a Chayv Shnaim. How does it work? Nitma V'yada, he became Tomei and he became aware that he became Tomei. Now he made a Tumah, then he forgot the Tumah again. V'nichlas HaMikdash, and he entered the base of Mikdash, V'yotza, and he came out V'yada. So he knew he was Tomei, forgot and ate a Korban, remembered again, forgot and entered the base of Mikdash, came out and there's a will, remembers again, wants to know how many Korban or Korbanos he's Chayv. Want so many korbanos yischayev? He entered the base of you became tummy, forgot. Entered the base of mikdash. What? Then he came out, became aware that he became tummy, forgot again. Ate a korban, then he became aware again. What?
Two.
So that's two, right? According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's two. That's what Rabbi say. For me. So again, according to the Ephraim Shesh, by Shesh Khan, Elim Tumah, the Elim Mikdash, Uchayev Shnaim. That's exactly the way you just cheshmen. In this case, he's Chayev two Korbanos. Now, Lelim Emen, or Nelim Emen of Mikdash. Nelim Emen of Mikdash, Vinichlas of Mikdash, Vyotza. That's the second part of the case, right? Yeah, I picked up the middle of the case. Let me start again with the Echavita. The Echavita's case, Nidma Viyadav, he came to Amin and became aware of it. Now my man, and he forgot that Tzuma, Nichos and Mikdash, he went and based Mikdash, Viyadav, and he came out, Viyadav, and he remembered again. Now he made Mikdash, then he forgot. Oh, you're right, you know, I set the case the second time around, it's Kodesh, that's not what it says here. Sorry. That would talk only be the Rebbe Akiva. It's even going to show, because it says, Now he made Mikdash, again, the second time forgot to send the base of Mikdash. But he twice forgot he's entering the base on Mikdash. The second time wasn't Kodesh. Sometimes also the base on Mikdash, okay? The Yotzin, he came out. The Yotzin, Reikon, Helim, Tumah, Helim, Mikdash. You have Helim, Tumah, Helim, Mikdash. Only two forgetfulnesses. One of Tumah and one of Mikdash. But their eyes, nevertheless, Uchayim Shtayim. Again, change the gears like Ephraim does. Uchayim Shtayim is liable twice because he knew Tumah, forgot, and the base of Mikdash, remembered again, forgot again. And the base of Mikdash, and then remember it again. So that's this kind of
thing. You forget that it's Shabbos and you do the same Avera.
If it's hell,
you remember it's Shabbos, you forget again.
Right.
You do the same Avera.
You have a separate Korban.
Yeah.
The same idea as Shabbos. 100%. Okay? Pamishesh Kamidis Kamalemos, however. Sometimes you become aware several times and forget several times. Benachayev Elachson is liable for one Korban. How so? Hech, it should be according to the from Hech Habir. How does it work? So it says, "One nitma v'yada." He became tamei and he became aware of it. Now in manu tuma, then he forgot. Actually, in tuma, while he's still forgot, he forgot about the tuma. Now in manu mikdash, he forgot also about the base of mikdash. Nichlas the mikdash, he went to base of mikdash. V'yatsin, he came out v'yada, and he became aware again that he was that he had become tamei. Vamei said, Vamei, Tumazu ain chayav ale korban. But he comforts himself. He says, the tumah which I was tamei wasn't enough to make you chayav korban. I forget what gradations they are, but there are gradations. So therefore, sheretz, I don't mean korban. I remember. But Naaman, he comforts himself as nishkefelech vasuchot gaton. It wasn't so bad what I did, because I'm not liable for korban. Then, however, the Kilin Ephraim throws in here, V'nichlas HaMikdash, now he adds the Beit HaMikdash again, the moron, right? V'yata, and he comes out, V'yada, right? And he comes out and he knows, okay? So that's, so it's again, he enters the Beit HaMikdash second time, so he entered twice. And Nidmani, he comes to me again, V'yada, and he becomes aware. Now my men are too much, now my men are too many, forgot the tumah. He also forgot about the Beit HaMikdash. So he entered Orlando thinking his Tor, even though he was... Oh, not Orlando. No, he forgot. He thought he was entering Orlando Tor. In reality, he was entering Jerusalem Tomei, right? Now, while he was in concealment, in terms of the, he didn't know about the tumah. He forgot about the base of Mikdash as well. Nichlas Mikdash v'yatsan, he came to base of Mikdash several times. If you'll come upon him even several times. Under the assumption he was sore, under the assumption that he's not liable. Besofiyan, and later on he finds out, Arekan, Yakama, the ideals are lame, with several awarenesses and forgetfulnesses. Nevertheless, v'nechayev el achas. Is only one liable for one korban. What? Because he never got fully out of the helim. So even when he became aware that he was tamei, he thought it wasn't a tumah which actually makes him chayav. So he never fully got out of that one, the original state of forgetfulness. Even though he had like partial, fragmentary, you know, realizations, but never fully exiting that state of the first helen. Right. Had it been a full blown idea, then it wouldn't that would have been an interruption in the Mount of Korbanos. But he never reached that stage. Maybe.
What I don't follow is that he didn't realize that he was actually in the base of Mikdash. He thought he was in Orlando. So
right.
Isn't that the second carbon that you need?
No, because it's still Helimachas. Even though they're two different catalysts, right, it's still going to be Helimachas. That's an excellent question, but it's still going to be Helimachas. Okay? Piska, new topic. Maris Negoyim Shtayim Shem Arba. By Negoyim, it's two which are four. Now, the truth is, I really planned on having doing this where there's a board. But we're not. No, it's not worthwhile. Is there a piece, blank piece of paper behind you in the printer? Or somebody blank? Okay. Now, this is an education. We must have learned this in lunch was in the Bavli, but I have no recollection of this, and the odds are I forget it immediately after tonight as well. Okay, we have in the Torah two types of negoyim and four colors which we associate with them. And I'll write them down. Okay, there's in the third self there's a Baharis, which is the color of snow. There's a Talot Baharis, which is plaster. There's the Ace, which is white wool. And there's Talot Ace, which is eggshell. Now the order of colors is as I put that. Snow is the purest. Plaster is the next. Like whitewash, actually. Then you have, afterwards you have white wool, and then you have eggshell. The assumption is right now, the assumption the Gemara is going to argue is that these two join together. If they need to be mitzaref, then these two join together. If they need to be mitzaref, then join them together to make up the shear. The first one and the second one by Harris. And says, thank you. They go together as well, but not the Toloda with the Toloda. Okay? So far, so good?
So if you have, instead of, you're supposed to have grease, right? The size of the grease.
Right.
So you only have half a grease of one and half a grease of the other.
Right. Okay, and it's still joined together. Okay, so says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shimar. Rabbi says, Shol Yoshua ben Rabbi Akiva, it's Rabbi Akiva. Yoshua, the son of Rabbi Akiva, asked Rabbi Akiva the following question. He asked him, why do we bother with this classification? What good does this classification do us? We don't learn anything out of this classification. You know what we should say? We should just say that there are four gradations of color. Why two, which are four? Armalosi said, Yomo. Now Rabbi Akiva Tak asked him, what would you want to say? Armalosi said, Yomo Yikrum Beitzel Ma'al Tomei. Let people say, any whiter color than eggshell is Tomei. Now, be that bear important to bear in mind. Their eggshells are much darker than ours. As you know, if you've ever seen brown eggs, right? They're much darker. But say so, anything darker than brown is Tommy. So says Amara, he said, Amarloso, he said, now it should be instead of Lomar Shimbae, Buckingham shows the main one to go, it should be Shaitan Soul says, and brings it down from the Rosh in the Mishnah. Shame it's Starfim, same set. They're put this way to tell us that they join together. But they don't all join together. Right? Remember, as we said, they're put in groups because this joins with this, and this joins with this, and even this joins with this, but this does not join with that. Or this with that, or that with this. Et cetera. Okay? That's what we needed. Okay? So in order to tell us that the gradations, how they join together. Says the Mimi 9 should be starframe, same that we know that they join together. They count them as two, and they count them as two, four. Meaning the two are the two heads, Seisin and Baharis, and the four include the two tolados, the subordinate ones. So Mashlai Mitzdarim and Zemzeh, just like so to the just like the two head the going join each other, so to the toes join with the heads. Avar bar mitzdarim zemzeh, but not with each other. In other words, plaster joins with snow, and eggshell joins with white wool, and white wool joins with snow, but eggshell doesn't join with what or anything.
Plaster
or snow. Eggshell doesn't join with plaster or snow, and plaster is not joined with white wool or eggshell. Okay. So it says the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Shem Rabbi Avin, let's say name Rabbi Avin. Im Shein Omino Mitzdarim Lo Koshkim Mino Mino. So he says I think we're saying is also Toledos join with each other. In other words, Toledos Baris and Toledos Seis do join with each other as well. So he says, if Seis and Baharis join together, they're not the same type, right? Lokoshkein min bimino. It's certainly true about type and type. Now I look at it again. I have a cross out on my Gemara, and I think the first time I learned it before I crossed out was correct. What I said now is fully. What I think they say is like this. He's just supporting what we said a moment ago. He's saying if Seis and Toledo join together, Seis and Baharis join together, so the white wool and the snow, so certainly white wool can join with eggshell and snow can join with plaster. So he's just giving a logic, saying if Seis and Baharis go together, Seis and Toledo, which is mean, but Shein Omino, two different types of affliction, so do Seis can go with its Toledo with any derived category from it as well. Okay? Yeah? Seis can go with his Toledo and Baharis can go with his Toledo. He's reiterating. He's saying, if snow and white wool go together, then snow and plaster go together, and white wool and eggshell go together. Okay, I don't think he's adding anything. I thought it was adding something, but now it's claims that doesn't mean that it doesn't. I'm Rabbi Yosef Bar Prabun Yosef, but said, Vayu Eng Siv Kan Ela Vehaya. When it talks about the Tzaraas, it says in singular, not Vayu, but Vayu. The Lamed, it should be Sheinun Mitzdarfim Zayin, said they all joined together. Sounds like he'll even Toledos joined together. Because it says, because he says everything joins together. Taichiski said, Lenigay Tzaraas, same idea, different drasha. It says, does say Lenigay Tzaraas, different types of Tzaraas. Elenega Tzaraas, and affliction, singular. The Lamed teaches us, Sheinun Mitzdarfim Zayin, said they all joined together.
So if they all join together, why do we have two different categories?
So he said, if we're back to that, then Rabbi Yeshua's question, Rabbi Akiva comes back. Say all those things are mitzvahed together. Your question, right? Why categorize them? Right? So here the chapter show brings down Girsa Armalei. So he said, Lomar, to tell us, that kol coin shein a bucky members same ain't a rust in the coin. It's like a balabatish answer, right? It's true. There's no nafkamin halacha, but medaf isn't. You have to know what's what in order to pass the nichols in the coin. No nafkamina, but you have to know the taxonomy in order to be considered suitable to pass it.
Academic,
right? So on my list, he said. So you counted. He said v'yoyim u'maris negoyim arba. So let's say that maris negoyim are four. Why does it say two, which are four? So if it's order to tell us that the different, they have to be bucky, what they are, and their names are, just say the four. Then why does it say two, which are four? Why that funny language? So it says the more, It teaches us they're not one above each other. Now this is what does it mean, not one above each other? One above each other would be like this. Paris joins with the Paris plus Paris ace and Thelonious ace. Snow, plaster, white wool, eggshell. If you held that they were right wing Crusader, that means, let's say you had a half a shear of each nega. So Paris would join with Thelonious Paris. Thelonious Paris would join with Seis would join with Tolada Seis. You go down the totem pole. You'd say it's continuous. You have four categories continuous, so you say each category joins at least with the category below it. Perhaps with all the additional categories, but certainly with the category below it, right? But Seis, which is four, we're saying it's Dafka, that it's like this. Baeres joins with Tolada Baeres, and Seis joins with Tolada Seis. Not like it is, not all together. As he puts it here, Zelamalam Zezet? No, it's not Zelamalam Zezet. So in essence, the Shai Tzitzon proposes, based on that, a new dichotomy. He wants to say that the way to make it work is to learn like this. That this is the order. I'm sure there is, but I don't know what it is. He learns like this. It's not an order of the color. Rather, Baharis is adjacent to Seis because they join together. And then Baharis skips to Baharis. Toledo's Baharis. And Seis skips to Toledo's Seis. Now, this is a poor way of drawing it. Actually, to draw it like this. This is the way the Gemara is going to say to draw it on when you get to Amar Aleph. Baharis is king. It's the whitest. The Baharis is the whitest. The next whitest is Seis. But it's not as white as Baharis. Seis is white wool. The next white is Toledo's Baharis. That's plaster. The next white is Toledo's Seis with his eggshell. Okay? So the way they join together is that Baharis and Toledo's Baharis join together. Baharis and Seis join together. Seis and Toledo's Seis join together. But what doesn't join together?
Toledo's, which is like what
right.
You said.
Right. To below and also something else. Toledo's Baharis doesn't join with Seis and Toledo's Seis doesn't join with Baharis.
Oh, that's different.
Okay?
Yeah,
so that we don't do. So in any event, so now this way, it's really the two which should have been the order which should have been Baharis, snow, Toledo's Baharis, plaster, Seis, white wool, Toledo's Seis, eggshell, is really Baharis, Seis, Toledo's Baharis, Toledo's Seis. Okay, in the pecking order, that's the way they're arranged. You see that? This guy's high, the highest. This is the lateral wool, brings the second highest. Lateral back brings you third highest. Lateral back brings you the lowest. Okay? So in any event, so it says more, what do you care to say they're in order? What difference does this make? Why do you have to dafka put them in this funny order? Says the Gemara, Imoimel HaKein! If you put them in order, Atnim says, Imoimel HaKein HaTomei! You would have said, when it becomes darker, it's Tomei. Vakeo minakoya tell me, and the darker from the darker is Tomei as well. In other words, I would say, if I kept them in order, like I had them over here, I'd say, Baheres becomes darker. What does it become? A lot of Baheres.
It becomes Tame.
When it becomes darker than that, what does it become? Se'es, and it remains Tame. Ah, can't say that, because the Torah says, Im Keo Hanega. It's tar. So you can't have an order in proper order, because then it would just get darker and darker and remain tummy. It's got to be that after Toledus Bayer said thing below, but nothing directly below. That way I can say that once it gets darker than Toledus Bayer, nothing happens after that. Does that make sense? If you have it linear, direct line, then after Toledus Bayer is another tummy rung as it gets darker and darker, right? If you don't learn it linear, you learn it in two lines, then when it gets darker and darker, eventually the bottom drops out of it. It's not, it doesn't, after the second time. Because in this modified chart, there's nothing below time number two. Okay? So that's what I was about to say. It's a tough Gemara. Don't have any illusions. I know I'm making it very easy. Haha. Yes. What? Saras. Saras leprosy. So that wasn't totally right. So that's to say, the Torah says, "Vinekeo anega." If it gets darker, it's still a nega. But that way, for hakea tome, gets darker, one rung remains tome. But hakea minakeo, but if it gets darker from that, it's potter, right? It's tar. So therefore, that's what he's saying. If you list things linearly like this, then once Bayer's goes down to Lotus Bayer, you can still go down to the Seis and to Lotus Seis. The only way you can get out of this, the only way you can say is when it gets two rungs darker, it stops being Tome, is if you learn it like this.
The reason is that say on the first page, Seis is a dark, implies that it's a darker color
right
than Toledus Bayer's. It's not according to
the... No, but it is a dark color. That's the thing. We're not arguing with Tias. It is a darker color, but it's a different orbit. This is actually going to cause us grief later on. Now, I'm probably not going to get there tonight. But that will cause grief.
So order of color is on the first page,
right? Simple order of color, right? But this is not order of color, okay? So in any event... The truth is, the way I put it in my Gemara initially, before I gave it to you, I did have it linear in this chart too. It's just a different linear. In other words, what you would do is, it would work out this way too. Let's imagine they're all squeezed together. So what you would have is, Baheres. No, it works out better, so we're not going to confuse it. What I'm about to say, you'll see. Besayik of the Mara Bechina, it goes to what Bechina said. L'shnei Melachim, it's like two kings, l'shnei Afarchim, and two noblemen. Afarchim is like a governor. Malkol Shoseh, Godom Yimalkol Shoseh. One king is greater than the other king. In other words, the king of France is greater than the king of England. Okay? And therefore, Mifrachol Shoseh, Mifrachol Shoseh. And therefore, the governor in France, whatever other official it is, right, is greater than the governor in England, right? But ein afracho shel zeh godem imalko shel zeh. This one's governor is not greater than the other guy's king, right? These are two kings. Baheres and Seis are kings. These are two governors. Toledus Baheres and Toledus Seis. So this king is better than this king, and this governor is better than this governor. But this governor is not better than this king. Okay, that's what it means. Okay. Shmuel said the same marshal differently. It's slightly different. Shnei Melachim, it's like two kings, shnei shagrim, they're two ambassadors. Malchus Shoseh, got him in Malchus Shoseh. The king, one is greater than the king, the other. Shagriyav Shoseh, the ambassador, one greater than the other. Shagriyav Shoseh, got him in Malchus Shoseh, but one guy's ambassador, not greater than the other guy's king. For some reason, we're having lots of fun, and we give another marshal like this. Don't ask me why I wanted to slide. Ask him so many rishonim like this. Yes. Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Acha bar Achva said, it's like Melech v'Rav Chele, it's like a king and his general. and Arktaba, which is some lower form of regent, the Resh Galusa and his exilarch, meaning that the king has a general. There, that's this. And the other kind of ruler has an exilarch, and that's this. So actually he gives different positions than the previous Kumar. Okay? I guess so. It sounds like it's the swipe of Resh Galusa. Amen. So I'm not sure what an Arktaba is, and there's no Lieberman to tell me what an Arktaba is. On Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Kum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, said in front of Rabbi Yossi, Masnisa Amra, the Braisa said, Yitzchak goes to Davin, and I have to penalize them because they all came late tonight. Okay, Masnisa Amra. The Braisa says that, I'm penalizing myself too, but Masnisa Amra. Masnisa Amra. The Mishnah says, Shein Zeh, now here it says She'enon. So I either you could change the team changes to She'enon, like we did before, which you change it to She'en. The Shai Tesrol changes it. I'm not going to learn the rest of you like it. The rest of you are going to learn my own way. But that change, I think, must be made. The following Bryson teaches us that they are one above the other linearly. Not this way, the fancy way, but this way. But the following Bryson teaches us this. Says tomorrow like this. Says by this, Ima says, it's a limud. Says Ima says, Shekeh says, right, the right wolf. Shekeh min akeh shalom. If it gets dark in two rungs, it falls off the charts, right? If it get one rung darker, is eggshell. Two rungs darker, is tar, right? Obviously, right. So there it says Ima says, Shekeh min akeh shalom tar. Where that which is darker than darker is tar. Yesh lemar sheni does have a toloda, which is eggshell. So then by heres, shekeh min akesh lo tomei by heres, where darker from darker than it is tomei, even darker from darker from darker ultimately, right? But clearly darker than it is, darker, the double dark is tomei. So it certainly has a toloda. In other words, if seis, which is drops out after when it goes down three rungs, is a toloda, the second rung. Certainly Bayeris, which as it goes down still remains in levels of tuma. So clearly it also must have a toloda. So what do we see here? The Gemara is not learning Bayeris has kaminakeh is tar. No. Gemara says Bayeris kaminakeh is tome. So obviously this Braisa actually. So this Braisa is learning that's a linear progression, not two separate tracks, single track linear. And that's why by say storm tummy mina darker than dark is there's nothing in tummy. But by air is darker than dark, it's still tummy.
And that
the
Harris could combine with the
Tolotas. Right, well also McQuaintance could combine with Tolotas, that's right. Okay? That's the natural inference, right? So says the mother, Amalei Chami, so he said, that's the end of the verse. So he said, Chami Ma'mar, see what you said. You said, it should be the Shaita Soche, is that a Shlishi ha Yeshla, Shani Lo Koshke. Switch numbers. So it's say, if it's got a third, meaning if it drops down two runs in the main stomach, it certainly must have its own Tolada. That's what we're saying. So Macham is Meimar Behem Pirish Akem Nakea Shalot Tomei. What is. How do we know? What do we say here? We're saying by Harris. You only know logically it must have a Tolada. So it sounds like Ace, we know it has a Tolada. How is that? It was saying, if Ace has a Tolada, even though it's lower down, and when you go double dark, it's star, so Beher Zichr has a Tolada. So it sounds like we know Ace has a Tolada. How do we know Ace has a Tolada? Maybe we don't know any Toladas, right? So Sazemar, Tommy Zu, again, Machav is made a bear, Shokem in a casual Tommy, Shab Moina shows Ace Kikrum Beitza. Because you'd said that the Ace has its own Tolada, which is the white wool has eggshell, so everybody said that the snow has plaster. But how do you know that Bahar Ace has its own Tolada? So it says, Mara by Harris or by Harris. I'll tell you. Because it says impossible by Harris. Sapachas is Sheni le Harris. Sapachas is taught by Harris. But Sapachas is a generic word. Mara's going to explain. Seis, on the other hand. So Seis, that's Seis. And then it says, Amok, that Sheni le Seis. Deep is the Talot of Seis. Why? Malish, because Seis and Amok are two terms which have meaning. Seis, what does Seis mean? Malish and Seis mukbas. It means higher up, uplifted. Kemarat el gavon marecham, it's like a shadow which is shinier than the sun. So that means white wool is lighter than the skin. So it's like a raised. It's raised. It's high up, looks higher up than the skin. Okay? As by have, Malish and Amok, right? What is Lashon Amok? Amuka mi mare chama, deeper than the sun. Shemuka mi mare tzel. Well, it's like the sun is deeper than the shade. And the way he's learning is that, I'm not sure exactly, I might have to change the gears a little bit on that, but it's late. But in any event, basically what he's saying is that Amok is referring to eggshell, because eggshell is darker than the skin. So that means it sinks into the skin, right? So white wool is something which looks raised on the skin because it's lighter. Eggshell looks darker, lowered on the skin because it's dark. Because it's dark. The contrast, right. So there, the progression between Av and Tolada is an obvious one and explicit in the Pasuk. Because of the etymological derivation of Seis and Amok, right? But Sapachas, Malosh and Sapachas, what does Sapachas mean? It's just a generic language. Sapachas means fail, a tacon category. Sapachas means something added on. Shemar Sapchino Lachas Kunos, forget who says, it's one of the curses on the house of Eli, that's what it was. They're going to say the members of the house of Eli, attack me out to one of the members of the house of Kuna, one of the other houses, because their house will be destroyed. So we don't know that Sapachas actually means a Talada by Harris. So we actually infer it only from logic. We say, if Seis explicitly has a Talada, which is the Amok, then Kavachomer, that taught by Herod, which is lighter, has a Talada, which is, by dint of illumination, indicated by the word Sapachas. Okay? Says the Gemara, on my blessed. What? Right, it's a good point, which is a red, which is the reason why we need a drasha to learn that, because Sapachas actually is not even next to Baharis. That's a good point, right? So that firms up the Gemara's reasoning. By the way, everything I'm saying is only me. Fei Moshe and the Ridbaz learned to lead from Shah, but they have to change a lot of your souls and stuff, and we're pretty much straight. So in any event, so I think my pshat is better. Also, it's much easier than whatever they say. So whenever they throw in outside facts, it kind of turns me off. So it says, said Zudi Ber Rishon Rabbi Akiva. This is order Rishon Rabbi Akiva speaking. Avdei Chaim Akoyin Chachamim Seis Ubaheres Achas. Seis and Baheres are level one. Those are both almost. Sapachas Nilu Zelzeh Sapachas is actually indicates that each one is a Toloda. Whereas the word Sapachas goes on both. So they're learning out, not that Seis has Amok and Baheres says Sapachas, but Sapachas is the term for Talada for both of them. Masi Somer Cain, and there's a Mishnah which in Bryce indicates it says Masis Mispachas Seis in here means or Mispachas Aza. There's Aza is of course more brilliant, stronger. So Mispachas Seis is Sapachas being a Talada of a Seis, that's the eggshell. Sapachas Aza is Sapachas of the brighter Nega, that is the plaster, which is the Talada of the snow. Okay? So that's how we learn out that the answer it learns out not that Amok is the Talada of Seis, and Baheres Sapachas is the Talada of Baheres, but Sapachas is the generic term for Talada for both of them. Okay?